This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. If you've been paying attention to the weather for the last decade or so here in Arizona, you might be tempted to think we've had an exceptionally wet monsoon. Well, the truth is, we've had a pretty normal monsoon when we look at the historical monsoons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So, what does that mean? That means good summer water. And it's time to go see one of the most spectacular sights in Arizona. And that is Grand Falls on the Little Colorado River out on the Navajo Nation east of Flagstaff. This is a waterfall that is taller than Niagara and has been flowing very well all summer thanks to our monsoons. To get to Grand Falls, take I-40 east from Flagstaff. At exit 211, that's the Winona exit, drive 2.25 miles north to Loop Road. That's L-E-U-P-P, Loop Road. Take a right, that'll be north again, and drive 20 miles and just a hair more. You'll cross onto the Navajo Reservation, and on your left there'll be an unsigned Indian road. It's between mileposts 5 and 6 when you get on the reservation. Turn left, that'll be north again, and drive about 9.5 miles, and there'll be a turnoff on the left, which leads to an overlook of Grand Falls. Now, I'm going to warn you right now, I don't care how good a four-wheel driver you think you are, do not try to drive across the crossing there this time of year with the flow. The sand is deep and soft, and you'll be finding out how far your winch can pull you if you try to cross it with the flow that's happening right now. Grand Falls is spectacular. The water is often a chocolate brown because of the sediments in the runoff of the Little Colorado River, which drains all the way from the second highest mountain in Arizona, Mount Baldy, way south in the White Mountains. Now, don't kid yourself that the monsoons are over. It's only the 1st of September this week, and so typically we can get Pacific hurricane leftovers sending moisture up well into September. Be prepared. There are no services out here at all. Once you leave I-40 and Loop, be prepared to take care of yourself. Have drinking water, have food. Oh, make sure your cell phone is charged up, although there may not be a connection all the way out at the falls. Remember, this is tribal land, and please show respect accordingly. And by the way, you'll know you're getting close when you see that brown misty cloud in the distance. The mist of the falls even brings the sediment up into the air with it. What a spectacular spot. So looking forward to seeing you enjoying one of the most spectacular spots in Arizona. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.